Okay, today we're on page Mem Hey. Probably for those of us down here, this whole book, the only bracha that we never make is the one we'll deal with today, which the ladies section makes, which is Shosani Kirat Sinai. And it needs an explanation. What does it exactly mean, Shosani Kirat Sinai? And I think it's fair to say that there's a certain amount of confusion. There's no clarity in the Mefarshim. It's not like there's one pshat that everybody agrees with. So let's hear Rav Schwab's explanation of the Bracha Shosani Kirat Sinai. Lehevin Pirizu Nagdim Levar Inyan Pitur Ha'isha Mimitzah Sasesha's Magrama. The main difference, religious difference between men and women is that there's a category of mitzvahs which women are generally not obligated in. It's interesting that probably the two biggest zmanim in the Torah, which are Shabbos and Pesach, women are included. There's no Ptur Shabbos, a man and a woman are the same for all the mitzvahs of Shabbos, including Shalsudas and Mecha Mishnah, etc. And the night of Pesach, which is the one night that has the most mitzvahs, also men and women are the same. But besides those two exceptions, women are excluded from mitzvah sheshes mangrama. V'nikach l'dugma. So he's using an example in order to come to an explanation. His example is mitzvah tefillin. Sheina nashim mechuyaveis ba. V'loyayid ala mecha ba'shol v'nicha tefillin sheloy b'ritzen chachamim. We find that Michal, the daughter of Shaul, put on tefillin. It's a story unto itself why this individual put on tefillin. But Shaloi Bertzen Chachamim. Behind him. Shekala mitzvahs kulais mevienes adam ledveikos b'hakadosh baruch hu. The concept that mitzvahs, one is obligated in mitzvahs whether or not it brings a person to dveikos. But the purpose of kiyum mitzvahs is to develop a connection. A connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazal, an expression, like nitin ha-mitzvahs elo letzarif bohem esabriyos. I'm just saying it the nice way, because I'm not saying the whole memra. The other half of the memra I can't explain too well. The other half is, v'chima ichbis leil HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Does God care if you shecht from the neck or you shecht from the tail? Elo like nitin ha-mitzvahs elo letzarif bohem esabriyos. Which skeptics understand to mean that mitzvahs have no inherent meaning. They're only there, the tzarif and esabriya, is just to give you something to purify. So it's just very hard to understand. I mean, does God say do something meaningless just to get you to be obedient? It doesn't shtim with the other mamare chazal. Chazal say that mistakel by raisu bar yalma is inherent meaning in mitzvahs. So what he's saying is that in addition to the concept that mitzvahs have their inherent meaning, there's a second aspect, which is the dveikus b'Hashem. Now, we have a name for that. The Baalei Machshava say in every kiyum mitzvah, there's the guf ha-mitzvah, and there's the kiyum rotzen Hashem. Two aspects to every mitzvah. The kiyum rotzen Hashem, listening to God, and the mitzvah itself. We say that a person wants to do a mitzvah, v'nenas v'lo yasa, is kilu asa. Now, if you didn't do it, it's not like you did it, but in the kiyum rotzen Hashem aspect of the mitzvah, you have it, even though you didn't do it. The reverse, if a person does a mitzvah, a shaloi lishma, so he has the guf ha-mitzvah, but he doesn't have the kiyum rotzen Hashem aspect of the mitzvah, because he's doing it for ulterior motives, he's doing it for other reasons. So that a mitzvah shaloi lishma has a chesaron in one aspect, and somebody who wants to do a mitzvah and is nenas v'lo yasa has the other aspect. It's interesting, Reb Tzadik writes that somebody who wants to do a mitzvah doesn't do it, so the language is, it's a mitzvah, chashuv la'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yishmarach Hu reckons it as if he did a mitzvah. He says, Yishmarach Hu reckons, he takes a mitzvah yidur shaloi lishma, which is missing the ratzon, and a ratzalasis mitzvah, which is missing the action, and he makes the cheshbon, he calculates them together. But at any rate, these are the two aspects of a mitzvah. The kiyum ratzon Hashem and the guf ha-mitzvah. Rabbi Chanan writes that if you give tzedakah to someone who is not deserving, you have the Kiyam Ratzon Hashem, you did, but you're missing the Guf HaMitzvah. He explains with this, there's a Gemara, in the end of the first parak of Bava Kama, it says that Yirmiyah davened about the Anshei Anosais, the people of Anosais were the people that were right of him. He said that even when they want to give tzedakah, be machshel them with Anoshim Sheinam Mahuganim. Have them give to somebody who's not deserving. And Mefarshim, they ask, what's the difference? Ratzel Aseis Mitzvah, V'nenas Falayasa, it's Kilu Asa, what does it help? So Rabbi Chanan says beautifully, he says, the Anshei Anosais did their mitzvah Shel HaLishma. They did it for show. So for them, if you machshel them with Anoshim Sheinam Mahuganim, they have nothing. Because there's the Kiyam Ratzon Hashem, and there's the Guf HaMitzvah. If you do a Shalom HaShema, you have the Guf HaMitzvah. But if you match with them by the Shoshenu Mogadim, then they don't have that either. So they're missing both ends. Rabbi Chanan says here, in the Shosani Kirat Sinai, in his explanation, is that dealing with the Kiyam Ratzon Hashem, the Dveikus by Hashem, he says as follows. He says that all the mitzvahs may be a sadam and vekas bakadish baruch, who can exceed vahayim shmaya tishma al mitzvah sasher nechim tzav eschem hayayim, vatachlis ula ava sashem lakechen, shamitzvahs may be a sadam la ava sashem yiras, elias makushar ima yizbarak. His focus here is on the connection, lechenu isha israeli, sheinim akayim achas mea mitzvahs, he's missing a certain connection to God. Chazal used the expression, someone who doesn't put on tefillin is a head that's missing tefillin. What does that mean? Besides missing the mitzvah, he's losing the connection to Hashem. Therefore, beheder kiyuma iluchel is dabik bebayre. Avol isha shalein is tavasa mitfilin. Akar kiyesh lo afsharas lagi alavas Hashem yiras Hashem b'liyasi yazu. It's not that she's lacking the connection, but she doesn't need this method of connection. Akin imeres baruch shosani kritzainai shetekib bitzirasi nasasi kerasen abayis barashamai. Vein etzrichel abayis mitzvazu lahasik dveikus v'shachas emakadosh baruch. Now, what this means, and the spread of explanations of Shosani Kirat Sinai is basically this. There are two ways to try to understand, and I'm not saying one is right and one is wrong, it seems to be a difference of opinion on the matter, the difference between men and women in the Chiyuv Mitzvahs. The Mahalach that Rav Schwab chooses is the Mahalach, I believe, of the Bahag, who says that generally the mitzvahs of personal, the mitzvahs in which a person are obligated are suited to the person. In very general terms, it's sort of if you have a baseball team and one guy knows how to pitch and one guy knows how to hit home runs, the one's a good runner, you put each person in the place where he's got to be, so that the jobs are suited according to the nature of a person. Bahag makes the controversial statement that women because by their nature, they're not on time. They're not as connected to time. I see many men who are not on time either. But the point is that I consider responsible to be tied to time. In other words, he's saying it's like the pitcher and the batter. He's saying the mitzvahs are suited to the person. If you take that approach, which is his approach, so to be close to the Bairi Ailam, a man needs certain things, a woman needs certain things. Shosani Kirat Sinai means God gave me the things that I need to do that, to do that. It's sort of like the Bracha Sha'asali called Sarki. A person gives a person that which he has to have. Now,
even if a woman, let's say on Pesach night or Shabbos, does those mitzvahs, there shouldn't be an element of vacus there. It's only you're being mekayim the mitzvah itself, because the woman doesn't need it.
The woman needs it vacus. She just doesn't. See, that's why I'm saying in very general terms, but that that different people have different needs. If a woman, by definition, if women are mitzvah in Shabbos, whatever Shabbos does for a person, women need also. Whatever Leil Pesach does, it's a shorish of emunah, so a woman needs it as well. There are certain things that, that women are not mitzvah in because that connection was saying that they're not obligated. That's his take. Now, there is another angle. There are those who would compare it, and this is a little tricky. Let's say you have Kayanim Levim in Yisraelim. Alright, today, because there's no Beis HaMikdash, the divide, the societal divide between a Kayanim and Yisrael is not so great. You know, it means duchening and getting aliyahs and I don't know what else. You know, binyan ben a couple times a lifetime. What? Binyan ben, yeah, but it's not as steady. It's not a first or second class person. But in time of Beis HaMikdash, Kayanim were very different. Now, how does a Yisrael look philosophically at the difference between a Kayanim and a Yisrael? You could do the same thing. You can say, well, God gives each person that which he needs. He needs to be a Kain. I need to be Yisrael. I think that the more likely perception is that Kainim are, they're on a higher darga. You know, Aaron HaKain did something that gave his descendants something more than everybody else got. So I think the conventional thinking would be that a Kain is somehow on a higher level than Israel. So that approach to the difference in the role between a man and a woman would say, different than Rav Schwab's approach or the Bahag's approach, it would say that they're just different levels in the, you have to have a general, you have to have a lieutenant, and you have to have a private, and they're different levels. There are those, what?
That's the approach that gets us.
So that gets you in trouble with the outside world. It's not popular, but there are those who understand Shosari Kitsono to be a type of Tzidduk Hadin, if I'm allowed to say that. It's sort of accepting that this is my role. This is my role. I'd rather be a starter, a starter, and I'm on the bench. But that's my role. Let me do my role well. It's nothing to do with Schar and Einish. A person's Schar and Einish doesn't depend on it.
So if you hold that this Mahalach, that Nashir Marketuros, because it's not required, whatever, then it's not that they're just potter, but they actually, if you say Kitsona, they shouldn't be doing these mitzvahs, because Hashem didn't create them that way.
Well, it's not so. Women get schar for doing a mitzvah, but they don't have the opportunity to do a kemitzvah vaisa.
Like when Michal put on tefillin, she should not have put on tefillin.
Perhaps. It may be different. It's not. They can't do the mitzvahs k'mitzvah v'aisa. They can do shayna mitzvah v'aisa. So one approach, or Schwab's approach, is that every person fills his position. The other approach would be that's different. It is different. Men have more opportunities than women do. He's saying the opportunities are the same, just some people have to do more to get there, some people have to do less. And that's what he's saying. He is, chemetzinu b'mitzvahs talmud Torah, the mitzvah of learning, shenen ha-heges b'noshim, that women are not obligated. He de ha-noshim b'varchis b'rchis ha-toyer b'shur shumachi yavais. L'umay mitzvahs ha-shaychais lahem, l'das mais ha-shatasena, so they have to know what to do. B'akash ha-rokshu lahem yediyah, it's l'chaseim, shumayin lahem shum mitzvah shalim ha-toyer. It was possible for a woman to know everything she needs to know, to practice, Yiddishkeit. She wouldn't have a further mitzvah. But a ish, even if it was possible to know everything, it's mitzvah. The maid is still obligated to review 101 times. A man needs esek hatayra to have a level of Yerushalayim. She can reach a level of nevuah. She had drugged achi gavai b'shach sa'adam l'kadosh baruch hu mebliyli mod ha'tayra. Kavish shemetziru shamdu shiva nevias li'Yisrael. He means without the limud ha'tayra, l'shem limud ha'tayra. Limud ha'tayra to know what to do. You need. Uluba zeb, yilmid adam kol ha'shas kulay. V'loi mitaysef eses la yirushamayim. personal learns, it doesn't connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Shum Erech Lelimudah. Haytach Zasiyah Mitzvah Karev Al Hashem. Aval Isha Afim Task B'Torah, Ein Limudah Mai Lo Yisrael Leknos Yaisir HaShemayim. Shemitzvi Kesher Beina Mitzvah L'misha Tziveyu. So again, this follows in his Shita. He's going with the Shita that every person is Mitzvah in the things that are appropriate for the person. So everybody sort of has 100% job. And therefore, a woman who learns just L'shem Limud is not an emtsoi to greater Yerushalayim.
She gets chav.
Veishu sheda mitzuvis vayis, ein kiuma isa hakesher. Okay, v'yivarecha shalsani miyad kiritzai nebeli kiyum kama miyad mitzvahs. So this is his approach. I guess the best way to understand Shosani Kitsani is with the mitzvah of bris milah. You have a son, you do a bris milah. You have a daughter, there's no bris. Shosani Kitsani, God created the woman without the possibility of bris milah, because she doesn't need the bris milah to get there. So that's Shosani Kitsani. According to him, it's a birchas hashvach. You praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you don't need bris milah, you don't need tefillin, you don't even say it's just my grub to get where you need to be. So that's Rav Schwab's approach. I guess it's the approach you would expect. You know, you get from a German rab, you would expect this approach. Yeah, you get a Polish, Gerach Chassid. I don't know if that would be his. I wonder if Rav Tzadik has this approach,
but. Men make one bracha, and women make a different bracha, and so clearly the bracha that the man is making is the superior bracha.
So I have my example that my wife and I talk about often. You know, it's Shabbos morning, and it's snowy, and I'm bundled up, and I'm walking out the door, and my wife is sitting at the kitchen table with a hot cocoa and looking at the newspaper, and I tell her, why am I saying Shalei Asani Isha? Why is Shalei Asani Isha? You know, like, so one of my sons once whispered to me, he said, that's why we say Shalei Asani Isha. But what's the answer? What's the correct answer? I don't know. There are two possible answers. One answer is that she doesn't need it. What? Okay, it depends what you leave her home with, I guess. But there are two approaches to it.
You say a woman doesn't need it.
Well, I aspire, to have the role of drinking hot cocoa and...
No, I mean to say that we don't need it. We don't have to come close to Hashem. We don't have to do all these other mitzvahs. That's a milah also.
Okay, that's the way he's explaining Shosani Kitsani.
He explained that they have to learn, not only to know what to do.
Yeah.
And then the learning is a hechsher mitzvah.
According to this approach, it's a hechsher
mitzvah.
Like
a bracha hechsher mitzvah.
The Be'er Halacha talks about it. Be'er Halacha says women do make a bracha from the gra on the Eidim Mitzvah Vavaisa. That's why Mech Mech Satari. That's what he says.
People make those comments and they should keep positive.
I don't know if that's today, in today's day and age, such a universally accepted approach. There are those who have both approaches, but
that's fine.
Well, you have to pursue the truth, and the complaints you have to deal with after, but, okay. Let's throw one more paragraph. There are five lines. Pekeach Ivrim. This is for tomorrow morning, okay? Minaroi Liskar Einayim. Every morning, you make Pekeach Ivrim. He says, here's a good idea. Close your eyes. Lerega, just for a minute. Lachshav Echaisa Niris Mitziusei Mahuyasai Yimchasashom Nishati B'matzav Kazu. You want to appreciate vision? Close your eyes for a moment. Early in the morning, it's a dangerous thing to do, but appreciate. How sweet is the kayach of seeing? All right, something for tomorrow.